At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
There are some things that humans just weren't built to survive. I'm talking about totally hair-raising events like driving your car off a cliff, being attacked by a great white shark, or falling into a deadly dam. Freak accidents happen all the time, yet there are some people among us who manage to beat the odds and live to tell the tale. So, without further ado, here are some of the luckiest people who survived the impossible. Margaret Guire. Margaret Guire was a British national from the city of Saskatoon in Saskatchewan, Canada. She was just 26 years old when she married Reverend Herbert Guire on the 15th of April, 1915. Less than a month later, the pair boarded the RMS Lusitania in New York, bound for Liverpool. But little did she know, Margaret was about to star in one of the most bizarre survival stories of all time. On May 7th, just 6 days after leaving the port, the Grand Ocean Liner was torpedoed by a German submarine while Margaret and Herbert were at dinner. Not long after the impact, the lights went out and mass panic set in as the boat began listing badly to starboard. Herbert escorted Margaret to a lifeboat and helped her in along with three other women and a baby. But what Herbert didn't realize was that, as Margaret looked up, she thought the ship's smokestacks were going to fall on the lifeboat and quickly clambered back on deck. Meanwhile, Herbert hopped into another boat and began to row away. But when the deck Margaret was standing on slipped beneath the water, she desperately tried to swim away from the quickly sinking ship. Unfortunately, she didn't make it very far until she was sucked into a violent whirlpool and down into the funnel of one of the smokestacks along with two other men. This should have spelled the end for Margaret, but Lady Luck had other ideas. By some miracle, an explosion in the boiler room directly below the smokestack blew Margaret right out of the funnel and back to the surface. Margaret was rescued by a nearby lifeboat and quickly spotted her husband, who was sobbing over her loss on another boat nearby. At first, he didn't even recognize Margaret because she was so covered in soot. When the pair were reunited at last, Margaret composed herself and said, "Never mind, we've lost those awful wedding presents." She must have been some woman to still have a sense of humor after being fired out of a sinking ship. Beck Weathers. Climbing Mount Everest is a notoriously tricky feat. Thousands of successful mountaineers have reached its towering peak of 29,029 feet, but more than 300 others have lost their lives while trying. Even when using bottled oxygen, mountaineers can experience fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and other problems like hypothermia and frostbite during the climb. Back in 1996, 49-year-old Beck Weathers, a pathologist from Texas armed with all the confidence of a midlife crisis, decided he would take on the challenge. On May 10th, he and his team were due to summit the mountain when Weathers started losing his vision at around 28,000 feet. You see, he had undergone a corneal operation not long before attempting the climb, and the high altitude had rendered him half blind. The guide decided to continue the group's ascent, promising to come back for Weathers on the way down. Although passing climbers offered to help him back, Weathers refused and decided to wait. Did I mention that this area is grimly known as the Death Zone? Because it's littered with the frozen, mummified bodies of other failed climbers? After some time, the wind picked up and a dangerous blizzard rolled in, dropping the temperatures to an unfathomable 90 degrees below zero. Weathers then decided to begin the climb back alone, but got bogged down in the storm. By the time help arrived, it was too late. He was deranged with hypothermia and lack of oxygen, and his right arm was frozen solid. At this point, the guide made the difficult decision to leave Weathers behind. The next day, doctors came to examine him. They chipped ice from his face and broke the news that he was just another casualty of the infamous death zone. But in a Hollywood-style twist, he later awoke from his coma. Finding himself covered in snow, he stood up and walked back in the direction of camp. When he arrived, it's safe to assume the other climbers probably mistook him for one of the White Walkers from Game of Thrones. Weathers was airlifted and taken to Kathmandu, where he lost his right arm from the elbow down, as well as his nose. Despite his ordeal, Weathers recovered fully and went on to become a motivational speaker. Hopefully, he also went on to take on a far less deadly hobby than mountain climbing, like cross-stitch or something. Joe Simpson. This tale of two British climbers sounds like the stuff of folklore, so it's no surprise it was turned into a best-selling book, a documentary, and a UK theater show titled Touching the Void. In spring 1985, 25-year-old Joe Simpson and 21-year-old Simon Yates became the first people to scale the west face of the Sula Grande Mountain in the Peruvian Andes, which is almost 21,000 feet high, FYI. But what should have been a moment of total celebration quickly turned to one of terror, and very nearly, tragedy. While the pair were making their descent, Simpson plunged down an ice cliff, breaking his right leg. As night fell and with a storm rapidly closing in, the two men were forced to continue in the dark, with no way of communicating and almost 150 feet of rope separating them. While battling blizzards, avalanches, and frostbite, Yates chose to try and lower Simpson down the mountain by rope 300 agonizing feet at a time. He had already lowered him some 3,000 feet over an icy precipice when the snow seat he was using for leverage started to collapse. Suddenly, Yates was faced with an impossible decision. He couldn't see or hear Simpson, but he knew they were both as good as dead if he continued to hold on. So Yates took a knife and cut the rope, sending his climbing companion plunging to an early grave. Or so he thought. You see, Simpson had already fallen 100 feet into a cavern of snow and ice below. He was sure he was done for, but he somehow managed to muster the strength to crawl an immense journey of 6 miles to make his way back to base camp. 3 days later, Simpson arrived just in time to be reunited with Yates, who was just packing up to leave. Even more remarkably, Simpson showed no bitterness towards Yates, and has even said in the years since that he is sure he would have made the same decision if the roles were reversed. What a class act. Angela Hernandez. This story sounds like one of those nightmares you have when your body jolts you awake with full-fledged terror and you can't ever go back to sleep. It all started on July 6, 2018, when Angela Hernandez was driving her white 2011 Jeep through the Big Sur area on her way to Southern California. Suddenly, Hernandez spotted a small animal in the road ahead and swerved to miss it. But this act of compassion would cost her big time. Hernandez's car veered off the edge of a cliff, plummeting 200 feet below to where the ocean meets a rocky beach that is completely isolated from the road above. When Angela next opened her eyes, she was still inside her car and she could feel water rising over her knees. Although every bone in her body hurt, she was able to remove her seatbelt and use a multi-tool she kept by her seat to smash the driver's side window. Then she jumped into the water and swam until she reached the shore, where she blacked out again. When she next woke up, it was still daylight. As she surveyed her surroundings, Hernandez saw nothing but rocks, the ocean, the sheer cliff above her, and her car, now half washed up on the shore and the roof ripped off. She had no shoes, and her jeans were ripped to shreds. As her grim reality became apparent, Hernandez scoured the shore, sunburned, dehydrated, and screaming for help. But no one on the road could hear her. Up above, the authorities were searching for Hernandez, who had been reported missing while traveling from Oregon to California. But it would be 7 whole days until her ordeal was over. During that time, Hernandez used a hose from her car to catch water dripping from moss on rocks. But when Chad and Chelsea Moore spotted a discarded car bumper and followed the trail of debris to find the rest of the wrecked vehicle, they knew something was up. When the couple walked up the beach, they found Hernandez hidden in the rocks and called for help. She suffered a brain hemorrhage, 4 fractured ribs, and a fractured collarbone, a collapsed lung, and ruptured blood vessels in both eyes, among other injuries. But above all else, she was grateful to be a lucky survivor.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jenna Geese. Freak accidents aren't the only things humans are able to overcome with remarkable luck. Just ask Jenna Geese. When she was 15 years old, Geese was attending Sunday Mass at her local church in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, when a bat started flying around inside. After an usher stunned it by hitting it with a prayer book, Jenna, being an animal lover, picked it up by its wings and carried it outside. And that's when it sank its fangs into her left finger. You might be thinking, people have survived bites from far more fearsome creatures. But this wasn't just any old bat. It was a rabid bat. For those who don't know, rabies is a nasty viral disease carried by certain animals which can kill a human by compromising the brain's ability to regulate breathing, salivation, and heartbeat. The disease is virtually 100% fatal. Thankfully, there is a vaccine which can be administered to stimulate antibodies to the virus. The vaccine eliminates the chances of getting the disease if it is given in advance, or more commonly, within a few days after the initial exposure. There was only one small problem. Geese didn't get the vaccine. The bite was so quick and small that she thought she had only been scratched. Plus, her fellow churchgoers told her only healthy bats could fly, meaning she thought she was safe when it flew away. But 3 weeks later, Jenna noticed that her finger felt a bit numb and tingly. Within a couple of days, she felt tired and nauseous. 24 hours later, she was seeing double and was taken to the hospital, where she arrived semi-delirious and vomiting. Her parents were told she had hours to live. After all, no one had ever survived rabies without a vaccine before. Left with no other choice, Dr. Rodney Willoughby came up with a totally impromptu treatment. He put Geese into an induced coma to give her immune system time to build up antibodies against the virus. A week later, she was slowly brought out of the coma and remained in the hospital for a further 11 weeks, during which time she took 17 pills a day to help her recovery. Full rehabilitation took months to a year, but doctors have since described Geese's survival as historic. In the years since, Geese has been outspoken about her battle and hopes that doctors can refine the experimental treatment to ensure that other victims are given the same chances of survival. Moral of the story? Don't go scooping up bats, kids. Especially if they've just been smacked by a prayer book. Lisa Mondi. Ever get that uneasy feeling while swimming in the ocean like you're mere feet away from a great white at any time? Thankfully, those fears are usually just thanks to your brain playing tricks on you. In fact, according to the International Wildlife Museum, the odds of being attacked and killed by a shark are around 1 in 1.75 million. Those chances are lower than the possibility of dying by a lightning strike, a freak firework accident, or excessive cold. But not everyone is safe. Just ask Lisa Mondi. In March 2011, 24-year-old Lisa was a wildlife tour guide making the most of a sunny lunch break by wakeboarding with friends when she failed to land a jump and the board came off her feet. Lisa started treading water as she waited for the boat to turn around and pick her up when a great white shark sped straight up at her from below. The creature hit her so hard it launched her about 3 feet out of the water as its powerful jaws closed around her head and arm. The shark dragged Lisa underwater, but lost its grip of her, and thanks to her life jacket, she was able to come back up to the surface. Lisa was then rushed to the hospital in Port Stevens, where doctors feared they would have to amputate her left arm because she had lost so much muscle, as well as her brachial artery, which is a major blood vessel. Miraculously, after undergoing numerous operations, she was able to leave the hospital with her arm heavily bandaged up, but crucially, still attached to her body. Even more remarkably, Lisa returned to the water in February 2016 to get a closer look at the predator that almost killed her by going cage diving. Oh, and did I mention she also smashed a performance of Strong by British band London Grammar on X Factor Australia in 2015? What a survivor. Alcides Moreno. If you're afraid of heights, window washing probably isn't the right career choice for you. But Alcides Marino and his brother Edgar clearly had no such fears, as they worked together on high-rise buildings in Manhattan for years. That is until one fateful day in December 2007, when the obvious risks of such a vertigo-inducing career became a terrifying reality. While cleaning the windows of the Salau Tower, an Upper East Side apartment building in Midtown Manhattan, the anchors holding the platform that the two brothers were working on suddenly gave way, sending it and them plummeting 47 stories, or almost 500 feet, into a narrow alleyway below. This kind of fall should have been game over for anyone, and Edgar sadly lost his life in the accident. But as stunned witnesses rushed over to the scene, they were dumbfounded to find Alcides miraculously alive, conscious, and sitting up. After being rushed to the hospital, where he underwent several tricky procedures, as well as receiving around 24 pints of blood and 19 pints of plasma, Alcides was amazingly able to walk and talk again by the following June. But how did he survive such a fall? Alcides has since referred to his job training to explain it. You see, he and his fellow window washers had been given clear instructions about how to try and protect themselves in the event of falling from a great height. Just lay flat and grip the platform tightly. Doctors also noted that he didn't hit his head or break his pelvis upon landing, which are two things most likely to cause fatal complications in a fall like this. Unsurprisingly, Alcides wasn't able to return to his window washing work, but he did receive a sizable settlement after it was revealed that the scaffolding company hadn't secured it properly. Plus, who else can say they've fallen 47 stories and survived? A damn disaster. The Monticello Dam is a 304-foot-high concrete arc located on Punta Creek, where the stream crosses the eastern boundary of Napa County, California. It was constructed between 1953 and 1967 to form Lake Berryessa and regulates flows along the lower reaches of Punta while storing surplus water. But its crowning feature by far is a magnificent spillway known as an Morning Glory Hole, which acts as a massive funnel when water levels rise above 440 feet. At the surface, the spillway measures a whopping 72 feet across. Excess water drops a monumental 200 feet down a narrowing shaft, which tapers to 28 feet in diameter, where it turns 90 degrees and flows into Punta Creek. As you can imagine, falling into this watery chasm isn't something that most people would escape from unharmed. But that's precisely the scenario laid out in descriptions that accompanied a video that made the rounds online in November 2020. The video's description claimed the unfortunate soul fell directly into the Monticello Dam in California after being used as a human springboard, with the clip cutting off right before we get to see their fate. But I'm relieved to tell you that, in reality, that terrifying-looking tumble wasn't quite what it was claimed to be. You see, despite the video's claims, the location wasn't the Monticello Dam at all. It was the far less dangerous Sapua Dam, found in India, which is a prime spot for camping, sightseeing, and swimming. The name Sapua translates as snake, which reflects the winding architectural structure of this concrete dam. Although the viral video's camera angle makes it look like the guy fell to certain doom, the reality is that he probably only fell around 18 feet into the water below, which is nothing compared to the 200 feet had he really been at California's Monticello Dam. If anyone were actually unlucky enough to fall into the Monticello spillway after being sucked into the abyss, they'd likely be battered around the tunnel walls, possibly even drowning in the turbulent current. But while no injuries were reported in relation to the viral video from India, the fellow's fall still could have turned nasty had he got unlucky and struck his head on the dam's concrete masonry. So although the viral clip might not be as terrifying as it once seemed, and its subject was all right, it's safe to say that hanging around any dam is a damn bad idea. A screenshot from this infamous video in the Monticello Dam can be seen in the cover image of this episode. I'm glad that it was just a misleading internet viral rather than a life-threatening catastrophe. Now, if you haven't bitten all your nails off yet, why not go ahead and check out one of the previous episodes of this series next? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
Percent of the work week is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.